Hello and welcome to Quick Link Podcast on Friday the 9th of April. We are 99 today, so hopefully we'll still make it through to tomorrow. Even if we don't, we still won't get a bank holiday. Let's start with the day's news shorts. Cofidis Competition, the arm of the financial megacorp that owns the license for the team, have announced that in 2022 they'll become the 8th World Tour setup to run a women's team, following the steps of Bike Exchange, DSM, FDJ, Jumbo Visma, Lotto Soudal, Movistar and Trek Segafredo. Their annual budget has been announced as €1 million, while the company also announced at the same time that their men's World Tour team will have their 2022 budget increased by €1.5 million. Romain Sicard, the 2009 L'Avenir and under 23 Worlds winner, has had to call time on his career at the age of just 33 on medical advice after a cardiac anomaly was discovered in a regular medical checkup by the French Cycling Federation. Sicard hadn't raced in 2021 for his team Total Direct Energy, with his last competitive action being at the Vuelta last November. Finally, Katharina Niewiadoma has signed a 3-year contract extension with Canyon SRAM, taking her to the end of 2024. Niewiadoma won the Women's Tour in 2017, Amstel Gold in 2019, and took bronze at last year's Euros. With her contract originally due to expire at the end of this season, the Polish rider said she had been speaking to other teams, but is more than happy where she is. And on to the day's racing, and it's Zulia, Tour of the Basque Country, day 5 of 6, in beautiful northern Spain. On stage 5 of 6 at its Zulia Tour of the Basque Country, the early break stayed away all day, despite shedding some riders in the closing stages, with De Koenig Quickstep taking a 1-2 on the penultimate stage through Mikel Frolic Honoré and Josef Czerny. The De Koenig duo went away as part of a 5-man break, 10k into the 160km stage from Hondarribia to Ondarroa, alongside Julien Bernard of Trek, André Amador of Ineos and Edie Schelling of Bora. They were later joined by Andreas Luknesund of DSM after he took a 6k attack to bridge over and join them from the bunch with 50km raced. The group of six never escaped more than 2.5 minutes up the road, but after Honoré and Czerny lit the touch paper up the third climb of the day, the 5k long 5% Ukaregi with 30km to the finish, dispatching three of their breakaway companions, only Bernard was in chance of snatching a win from them. The Trek riders slid out the back as the pair attacked, marked and counterattacked, and they stayed away to come home side by side, distancing Bernard in the final 5k. Behind them, Astana Giro, Aramburu and Fraile, who took a 1-2 on Tuesday's stage de Sestao, they attacked off the front of the bunch on the final descent, but with no company, and the teams realising they'd let the brakes slip from their grasp, it was to no avail as the GC guys all marked each other out of contention. Mikel Frolic Honoré of De Koenig Quickstep a wheel ahead of his teammate Josef Czerny, Julien Bernard of Trek Segafredo third at 17 seconds, before the peloton swarmed home 11 seconds further back. Daryl Impey of Israel Startup Nation winning the bunch kick for fourth, ahead of Simon Clark of Quebeca Assos. Sixth, Stefano Odani, seventh, Primoz Roglic, eighth, Julien Simon, ninth, Magnus Cort, and tenth, Tadej Pogacar. Brandon McNulty of UAE Team Emirates was in that group, so he retains the race lead by 23 seconds from points leader Roglic, who has his Jumbo-Visma teammate Jonas Vingegaard in third at 28 seconds. Bilbao is at 36, KOM leader Pogacar is at 43, Adam Yates 103, and then Buchmann, Valverde, Izaguirre and Landa are all between 107 and 123. Final stage tomorrow from Ondarroa to Eibar, 112km and 7 categorised climbs, ending with the Cat 1 USATA up Mount Arate. That's where Primoz Roglic won on the opening stage of last year's Vuelta ahead of Richard Carapaz, Dan Martin, Esteban Chaves, Felix Groschartner and Enrique Mas. From northern Spain, and more specifically the Basque Country, to Greece, and more specifically the island of Rhodes. After yesterday's prologue at the Tour of Rhodes, Christian Koch of Team Lotto Kernhaus won in a mass bunch finish ahead of his teammate Kim Hajduk, with Mika Hemming of Maloja Pushbikers taking third for an all-German podium. Lewis Bendixen of Kim Kuhlhop leads GC. There's five Brits at the race. Harrison Wood, Tom Day and Sean Flynn all with SEG Racing. Sam Brand is there with Novo Nordisk and Simeon Green with Euro Cycling Trips CMI. Tom Day's the best placed on GC at 9 seconds. Tom and Harrison Wood are both Rainer Foundation supported riders, and usually on a Friday we'd include our weekly Rainer roundup. But with France in a new national lockdown and not a lot happening this weekend in Belgium, I don't see many on start lists or indeed many start lists at all. If any of the Spanish-based lads like Toby Perry or Leo Hayter and Oscar Onley with development team DSM, who were out there in Italy, are having a hit out, we'll bring you any results and news over the weekend as soon as we have them. One rider who definitely needs a shout out is Emily Wadsworth, who raced in the inaugural Women's Shield de Prix on Wednesday, coming home in the third group on the road, just 14 seconds back to winner Lorena Wiebes. We'll finish then with a Velo Games update after today's penultimate stage at Itzulia, and Alexander Kamp has successfully saved himself from a spot on my naughty step with 2 points today, taking him to a grand total of 2. Top three in our mini league with one stage to go then. Patrick Blake, of course, from the Aldo podcast. We are just living in his Velo Games world. I'm second. It's 6 points in it. However, we have pretty much the same squad. Tom Portsmouth is third, who you can hear on our live commentary whenever we do those. He sometimes produces the race reports, and you'll usually hear him on Monday's Waffle. Talking of Waffle, that's enough of mine. We'll be back tomorrow with our 100th episode. To celebrate, we're doing exactly the same thing as all of the other 99 days, but I might have a glass of wine. That's down from the usual 4. Until tomorrow, you take care, and RIP Prince Philip. Thanks for listening to QuickLink Podcast, your daily microdose of pro cycling news, results, opinion and chat. We'll be back tomorrow with another show, but in the meantime, you can hear all of our previous episodes at quicklinkpod.co.uk and find us across social media at QuickLinkPod. If fantasy cycling is your thing, our Velo Games show league code is 57273217. Like and subscribe, rate and review, and we'll see you tomorrow. Bye now.